with the discovery of quantum mechanics, this was a new and unfamiliar framework for physics, in terms of wave functions and probabilities instead of the particles and forces of Newtonian mechanics. Quantum mechanics suddenly made it possible to calculate the properties not only of individual atoms and their interaction with radiation, but also of atoms combined into molecules. It had at last become clear that chemical phenomena are what they are because of the electrical interactions of electrons and atomic nuclei. This is not to say that college courses in chemistry began to be taught by physics professors, or that the American Chemical Society applied for absorption into the American Physical Society. It is difficult enough to use the equations of quantum mechanics to calculate the strength of the binding of two hydrogen atoms in the simplest hydrogen molecule. The special experience and insight of chemists are needed to deal with complicated molecules, especially the very complicated molecules encountered in biology, and the way they react in various circumstances. But the success of quantum mechanics in calculating the properties of very simple molecules made it clear that chemistry works the way it does because of the laws of physics. Paul Dirac, one of the founders of the new quantum mechanics, announced triumphantly in 1929 that the underlying physical laws necessary for the mathematical theory of a larger part of physics and the whole of chemistry are thus completely known, and the difficulty is only that the application of these laws leads to equations much too complicated to be soluble. Soon thereafter, a strange new problem appeared. The first quantum mechanical calculations of atomic energies had given results in good agreement with experiment, but when quantum mechanics was applied not only to the electrons in atoms, but also to the electric and magnetic fields that they produce, it turned out that the atom had an infinite energy. Other infinities appeared in other calculations, and for 4 decades this absurd result appeared as the greatest obstacle to progress in physics. In the end, the problem of infinities turned out to be not a disaster, but rather one of the best reasons for optimism about progress towards a final theory. When proper care is given to the definition of masses and electric charges and other constants, the infinities all cancel, but only in theories of certain special kinds. We may thus find ourselves led mathematically to part or all of the final theory as the only way of avoiding these infinities. Indeed, the esoteric new theory of strings may already have provided the unique way of avoiding infinities when we reconcile relativity, including general relativity, Einstein's theory of gravitation, with quantum mechanics. If so, it will be a large part of any final theory. I do not mean to suggest that the final theory will be deduced from pure mathematics. After all, why should we believe that either relativity or quantum mechanics is logically inevitable?